This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Aging comes with certain changes to brain chemistry. A new study that will help researchers understand those changes is underway at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Partnering with Pennington Biomedical Research, the study offers free screenings to adults over 60 at the ULM Institute of Gerontology. The screenings will help advance memory and language testing and help in early detection of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. My guests are Dr. Bill McCown, Interim Director of the ULM Graduate Studies and Research, and Dr. Karen Capera-Fry, Biedenhorn Endowed Chair of Gerontology. Dr. McCown, why is studying dementia so important?
Alzheimer's disease is just an unbelievably devastating disorder, and it affects, it's very hard to point out a family that Alzheimer's doesn't affect these days. And unfortunately, we don't have a cure for it. We do have some treatments for it. The treatments aren't particularly effective. Pennington Biomedical, whom we're working with, is at the forefront of developing treatments, and we hope the cure for Alzheimer's disease. But before we get there, we have to know what normal aging looks like. And one of the big goals of this study is to longitudinally, which just means repeatedly, study people, normal, healthy people over 60, so we can get a view of what the normal brain acts like as we get a little bit older.
What will that data be used for when it gets into the rest of the study?
Well, it'll be used for a couple of things. Number one, we will be able to compare this data with people who have Alzheimer's to see perhaps how they differ. But secondly, a proportion of these folks will develop some problems somewhere along the line, and we will be able to look for very early indicators. And the earlier we can find the indicators, the earlier we can treat the disorder and perhaps eventually cure it.
Karen Capera-Fry, who are you looking for to be a part of this, the beginning of this study?
Well, we're looking for individuals who are 60 years of age or older and who have no prior diagnosis of dementia, Alzheimer's type, or any other type. So what we're really looking for is most community-dwelling older adults out there, spunky elders, as I call them, that are engaged in social activities, et cetera. So really, we don't have a lot of exclusion criteria. We really want healthy, vibrant elders 60-plus years of age.
What would an appointment look like?
Well, what we'll do is, through the Department of Gerontology, Ms. Honey will schedule the older adult to come in, and maybe it might be a husband and wife. Both may want to come in and avail themselves of this free testing opportunity. We will schedule a time that's convenient for the older adults. And at that point, it should take roughly 45 minutes to an hour. It's basically some puzzle-type tasks, a short-term memory-type tasks, a little bit of language or words, nothing invasive, nothing scary, nothing physical in terms of blood draws or any of that. It's really just more about everyday kinds of memory and thinking.
One of the benefits of this is being able to come back a year from now and do some of those same tasks and see what the differences are.
Right. There are several benefits. That's the primary one. It's really kind of like a wellness checkup for your brain or your mind. We will give you some of the same tasks a year later. We will tell you if there are any changes, if there are any marked changes, which probably not likely. We would note that information to you and refer you back to your primary care physician for further follow-up testing if that's indicated. But there's a couple other benefits. One of them is Pennington Biomedical down in Baton Rouge is doing quite a few studies. And this will open up the door, and the older adults may want to avail themselves of other types of studies going on, in particular on sleep, diet, nutrition, exercise, walking, gait, or what we call balance and gait, stride length, etc. Those are all going on at Pennington. The older adult is free to decline or participate in those other wellness checkups. And the other thing, too, is I think they're advancing our field. We'll know a little bit more about than we do now about how does thinking and memory change maybe with increasing age, if it does at all.
What would you say about Pennington and the kinds of research that they're doing on aging?
It's absolutely cutting edge. In my opinion, it's one of the four or five best gerontological institutes from a biomedical perspective in the world. The research they do is beyond national. It's world class. Everyone, particularly outside of Louisiana, has heard of Pennington. Sadly, for whatever reason, I don't think we recognize what a gem it is, but they have almost 200 researchers who do research in many different areas, but primarily in aging. And what they're coming up with is, you can't say their goal is to defeat aging, but it's certainly to tame it and make it more manageable. We want to do our part of it in Northeast Louisiana, and we're glad to participate.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the joint partnership between the ULM Institute of Gerontology and Pennington. This is really the first piece of that, but hopefully will be a long-term arrangement.
We hope to continue working with them on what they call the Lab Brains, Louisiana Brain Study, to basically, it's perspective in nature that some of the individuals that do come in, just a small number, more than likely, may develop some cognitive or memory changes with age. So we'll be able to also look prospectively, if you will, at what changes that might impact an older adult's daily living skills. So we'll work with them further on some of the more cutting-edge types of potential treatments for Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementia. Alzheimer's disease is one of the most common types of dementia. About 70% of the cases, in fact, have dementia, Alzheimer's.
One of the big advantages of participating in this project is that you get assurance that your memory is normal. I think everybody after the age of 40, maybe after the age of 20, feels that their memory isn't as sharp as it used to be. And when you participate in this project, you'll get the reassurance that, hey, you know, I am normal. And that can be some pretty powerful information to have, and can make you feel a little bit better about yourself next time you forget a particular word or your keys or something like that.
Well, let's look at the action steps here. It would be a matter of calling the Institute of Gerontology and starting getting ready to set up that appointment.
Right. So what we're looking again for individuals 60 plus years of age, having no prior diagnosis of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, or other subtype of dementia. Basically, you can call into the Institute of Gerontology, Ms. Honey. That number is 318-342-1465. Or you can email Gero, that's G-E-R-O, the @ ULM.edu. And basically just email or call in and indicate to Ms. Honey, who's our secretary in the Department of Gerontology, that you're interested in being a part of the Pennington Lab Brains or Louisiana Brain Study. And we will go from there. We'll schedule a time, and it'll be here at Stubbs Hall on campus. Parking will be provided, but it will be free again. And it'll take 45 minutes to an hour. And again, you'll get some, I think, valuable feedback and contribute and advance our field greatly.
Well, thank you both so much for talking with us about the study.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Karen Capera-Fry is the Biedenhart Endowed Chair for Gerontology and the Interdepartment Head for Gerontology, Sociology, and Political Science. Dr. Bill McCown is the Interim Director of the ULM Graduate Studies and Research.